Women Rising from the Flames, the Donna Divina Initiation. Chapter 17. Exercise. The Magic Mirror. Great. This little powerful exercise is done with another divine woman, another Donna Divina. So please invite a Donna Divina to come to share the following exercise with you. A woman you feel safe and naturally at ease with. It's important to do this exercise with a real woman, a woman who loves the truth as much as you do. It's just not possible to do this little process by yourself, because where there are two, she resides so much more easily. And there might be the case that you're really isolated and separated from other women. So if you don't have a female partner to do the sharing of the magic mirror with, the magic mirror, please contact one of the Donna Divinas or even the I Goddess coaches, the Dea coaches, and you can find them on our website. You know the website already. It's www.donna-divina.com. Then come together on a specific time and date and find, like always, just a beautiful and safe environment where you'll be undisturbed for half an hour or even more. Great? So once you're ready, you're going to be standing, just come back to this registration. Great. Now simply stand in front of each other. You're standing, taking a nice deep breath in. One woman is standing in front of the other, looking at each other, and if the impulse is here, you might even want to hold hands for a moment, to just connect through your hands and become silent. Maybe take a nice deep breath in, closing the eyes for a moment, feeling the connection, and then breathing in and breathing out. And again, breathing in, breathing out, feeling your feet on the ground, feeling her presence, the other divine woman standing here with you, allowing all of the sensations and emotions to just come up, starting to breathe together in the same rhythm, in and out. Just breathing in the same rhythm now. And you are standing in front of a mirror. So of course it helps to synchronize our energies and of course our breathing. Breathing and now taking a nice deep breath in. And softly opening the eyes, meeting each other. And breathing in the same rhythm. Beautiful. Maybe naturally a smile appears on your face. And if it doesn't, just allow to put a little smile on your face by simply lifting up the corners of your lips and relax. If you feel tension in your body, it's okay. It's welcome. You might want to move your hips a little bit. Just move this woman's body softly. Well done. And again, both of you, taking a nice deep breath in, letting go of your hands, let them drop, and let go of all the physical connection with your mirror. And now bringing all of your attention inside, closing the eyes again for a second, bringing all the attention inside. Just allowing yourself to be. Imagine to allow the veils, the veils, the walls, all of the armor around you to soften and just fall to the ground. Just fall to the ground. Allowing yourself to be completely seen. Just taking off whatever is blocking. Yeah. That's it. Take your time. Give yourself the full permission to be seen as who you really are. Just taking your time. That's it. You're having your eyes closed and now connecting to your inner music, your inner song, your inner rhythm. Yeah, it's somewhere, it's playing somewhere. Usually we're just not connected to this rhythm, but it's playing somewhere. Sensing this beat of your rhythm or the melody of your song, allowing your body to move a little bit with your own melody. Just a couple of seconds can be enough. Just trusting yourselves. Beautiful. And now both of you gently take a long, relaxing, deep breath in. Loving and consciously breathing the air out. And then sweetly opening your eyes. That's it. And now just look into each other's eyes. You are standing in front of each other's, exactly as you are. There is no hiding, no veil, no armor. If it feels uncomfortable now, that is okay. Every emotion is welcome, actually more than welcome. Give yourselves time and space to look and see deeply. What do you see? If you could put it into words, what do you see in this beauty in front of you? Speak the truth. Allow the words to come up and offer them to the woman in your mirror with all of your presence. Once you will speak, then the other receives the words. And you just go on speaking to the mirror. What you see, just what you see, what truthful beauty, what truthful strength, what truthful depth is really here. So it is one woman starts to share words. It's crucial and important that the other one just opens up really wide and receives. Because as women, we really do have many issues with receiving. So just open and receive. If emotion comes, that's perfect. Let the words in. And then after a while, you switch and the other will be the giver. And remember, if you receive, open and receive. Because sometimes the words might touch something in you and more emotions come through. This is wonderful. Just allow it. Feel them. You can even show the emotions by allowing your woman's body to follow the energy silently. Don't allow the energy of the emotion to make you speak, to analyze it. Just pronounce the essential words of the truth of what you see in each other. It can be like that. When I look at you, I see. And you simply complete the phrase. Or you can say, what I see in you is, and complete the phrase. Let it be the truth. Allow time. Really taste the words. Savor the words. Feel the truth. Feel what is happening and moving inside while you give and while you receive.
Thank you.
wow, amazing, amazing, you did it. You know, you've probably noticed that at some point the magic mirror process will complete itself by itself. When this moment happens, just bow to each other, bow deeply to each other, thanking each other, and then consciously moving on to a sitting, to a dancing, or to a walking position. Whatever she wants, her female body now wants. Does she want to just sit or even maybe lie down? Or does she want to celebrate and dance? Or does she walk around? What does she want? Or just sit comfortable on a sofa or in a chair? And then looking at each other, taking a couple of minutes to just share what has been experienced. Just give yourself some time. Not to talk about the dinner and the next day and some gossip. Really sharing. What have you experienced? How does it feel inside right now? And then, if you feel called, take your wise woman's journal, start a new page, and write down what you have been given, all the gifts and the truth about who you truly are that you've just received. Write down all of the words and circle the ones that touched you most. You can also write one for the other, however that feels right for you. And when you look at this list, you will realize that now you have started the list of who you really are, of your individual expression of her. Please continue in the future to add fresh realizations to this list whenever you come across them. Because in times of disconnection, you just can open your wise woman's journal to this page and allow each word of the magic mirror to enter into you. This can become your lifeline to her. Congratulations to both of you. Well done. Thank you.